Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with the very latest on the future of under pressure boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Following the dismal 5-0 home defeat to arch rivals Liverpool on Sunday, when United were thoroughly outclassed by the Reds on their home pitch, there has been plenty of speculation about Solskjaer's future. Some reports on Tuesday are suggesting that United are giving serious consideration to sacking the Norwegian. However, Sky Sports claim that Solskjaer will remain in charge for now, with the club still sticking with the line that they believe Solskjaer is the best man for the job. Nevertheless, plenty of other managers are being linked with the Old Trafford hot seat, including Zinedine Zidane. But a report from Spain says that he's not keen on the top job at Old Trafford, despite being out of work after leaving Real Madrid in May. Apparently, the 49-year-old has instead set his sights on managing either Paris Saint-Germain or the France national team at some point in the future. Antonio Conte is also being linked with the United job. Some reports are also saying that plenty of the United players have lost faith or are beginning to lose faith in Solskjaer, questioning his tactics and whether or not he is the right man to continue to lead the squad in the wake of that damaging 5-0 defeat. Moving on, and news on the transfer front now. No matter who's in charge of Manchester United next season, there are plenty of transfer targets. Inter Milan and Italy midfielder Nicola Barella is a top target, while Juventus' 24-year-old Italian forward Federico Chiesa remains on the wish list, as does England defender Kieran Trippier, who is currently playing his football in Spain for Atletico Madrid. That's all for now. We'll have more later.